face with full body hair. A man who has a fish's tail. A girl whose body is a snail. A man whose head is a bird. A girl who shits bricks as turds. Siamese twins joined at the head. A girl who, though alive, is dead. A man who bleeds through hands and eyes. A girl who has a donkey's thighs. This freak show is the best in town. This freak show is the worst around. Charms, animal eroticists. The sailors leer at them, all pissed. A fire eater burns his throat. A jealous lover at him gloats. A contortionist tells a joke while a gorilla him does poke. A girl who bites off chickens' heads. They run around.
What are the magic shows and circus?
Well, I remember you saying circus and magic.
Yeah.
So it came from you, Kathy.
I wonder where inside me did that come from? Yeah.
The part of you that likes carnivals so much and Mardi
Gras. I guess so. I feel like I was reading something. I feel like it was an external thing that came to me. Maybe it was just inspiration.
Yeah, maybe it came directly from the gods of the circus.
Yeah.
If such beings exist.
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
The carnival freak gods.
Especially because now there's less and less circuses for good reasons.
Yeah. All we have is the shit show that is the circus of life.
I know, it's true. It's more like life has become the circus and the actual circus has receded.
Yeah, and the internet spectacles that we watch. Yeah. Well, my thoughts were life is one big circus.
We
need magic.
We need a lot of magic.
And marine reptiles, you know, to survive.
Yeah, I hope you talked to... Do you talk to Zach about the marine reptiles?
Talk to Dr. Zach Kunzel.
He knows a lot about the marine reptiles.
Yeah, he gave me a few good facts.
That's good.
Yep, so we'll be hearing from our esteemed dinosaur...
They're not...
Prehistoric creature expert.
Yeah, exactly. But
not just dinosaurs.
Yeah, because dinosaurs apparently walked on land, which is something that Zach also explained to me. And there's these other things that are the marine reptiles.
They're not even... Yeah, we don't even talk about them, but they're there.
Yeah.
In our history, in our prehistory.
Yeah, gigantic marine reptiles. They could eat you.
So, you're going to hear all about all of these things. Circus, magic...
And marine reptiles together.
Here on Easy Sonic Living.
When you hear the beep, advance to the next picture.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, circus fans of all ages, you are about to see the greatest, the most beautiful, the most stupendous array of talent ever collected under the big top. The most dazzling, the most... the most...
Kermit, I am warning you that nothing escapes my eagle eye. I demand that this circus be conducted in a reserved and orderly manner with the utmost of decorum and dignity.
Okay, Sam, I'll try.
Fozzie, what are we going to do?
Try not to look like a banana and run for your life!
Please remove cartridge now.
And now, if I may call your attention to the center ring, the Muppet Circus is proud to present Animal and His Animals. Fozzie, why didn't you tell me that gorilla was still loose?
You didn't ask me what else was new.
You have not done any kind of circus-type tricks yet.
Well, I just happen to have my act right here. In fact, you might say I've been itching to show it to you.
Itching? Oh, quaint. What is it?
What else? A flea circus.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Someone want to call the pound?
I wonder what else is new. Down boy. Here, have a tuba. Okay, have a piano. Oh, boy, that was close. I'll just hide in this big cannon here until they capture that gorilla.
Oh, Fozzie, where's Kermit? It's time for the grand finale.
Gosh, I don't know, Link. Isn't he with you?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for coming to the Muppet Circus. And I hope we'll see you all again real soon.
Oh, I wish Kermit were here.
Today,
I have with me the esteemed Dr. Zacharia Künzli, a renowned scientist in the field of ancient sea creatures. And he's going to tell us some things that he knows.
Today we're going to learn about Mosasaur, Ichthyosaur, Plesiosaur, and lots of others.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about the Mosasaurs?
So mosasaurs eat plesiosaurs by shaking it to pieces.
Shaking them to pieces?
Yeah.
And what else?
Well, ichthyosaur had a mouth like a sword.
Yeah.
And it helped it, and it swam really fast. And its sword helped it to zoom into fish groups to eat them.
Wow.
Yeah, like the swordfish. Like.
Okay. That's the ichthyosaur?
Yep.
Okay. And what else?
Nothing else.
Okay. Thank you very much, Professor, for sharing your knowledge today with us on Easy Sonic Living.
Cretaceous period, mosasaurs were among the ocean's most fearsome and successful predators. Mosasaurs were marine reptiles that are thought to be closely related to snakes and monitor lizards. They were highly adaptable, and many different species evolved and came to dominate ocean habitats worldwide. Some even took to freshwater rivers to hunt. Many prowled the open ocean, devouring fish, sharks, plesiosaurs, sea turtles, seabirds, and sometimes even smaller mosasaurs. Mosasaur size varied greatly. Two of the largest mosasaurs were Mosasaurus and Tylosaurus. Each stretched 30 to 50 feet, longer than a T-Rex. Meanwhile, many smaller mosasaurs were no larger than a dolphin. Yet most species, no matter how large or small, could be characterized by a long serpentine body with a powerful tail, which they moved side to side as they slithered through the water. They had paddles that were likely used for stability and large heads that had powerful, flexible jaws. Their jaws contained two rows of conical teeth designed to chomp and hold prey before swallowing it whole. The top marine reptiles since the Triassic had been ichthyosaurs and plesiosaurs, but they were in decline when mosasaurs came onto the scene during the Cretaceous, leaving room for a new apex predator. According to theory, mosasaurs evolved from terrestrial lizards that adapted to the oceans by the middle of the Cretaceous. Then, during the 20 to 30 million years leading up to the extinction of the dinosaurs, mosasaurs rapidly adapted to ocean habitats the world over. We know this because fossils have been found on every continent, including Antarctica. When dinosaurs became extinct, some 65 and a half million years ago, mosasaurs vanished from the fossil record as well. While it's not known whether they died off instantly or gradually, one thing's for certain. The ocean has never again seen marine reptiles as massive and as great as mosasaurs.
And now a Muppet News Flash! The annual Grand Rapids Grand Piano Throwing Contest was held today. We'll have the scores in a minute.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Can't get any work, Mike.
Magicians Alliance has blackballed me from every venue in town. Even my own so-called girlfriend doesn't believe in me.
Well, I don't want to get into that part of your life anymore. Okay, listen, I just came here to tell you that this guy named Rollo pulled me over and made some threats.
What kind of threats?
He said to say goodbye to your legs. I don't know whether this guy's a mobster, a loan shark, something equally scary.
Magician.
I think you're confusing scary with silly. This guy was frightening. He was in a limo.
No, he's a magician. He replaced me in the Alliance. He's the reason I got to do my act in this hellhole.
Why does he want to break your legs?
No, he doesn't want to break my legs. He wants to take my legs.
I don't...
The legs. The bottom half of my Saw the Lady in Half trick. No, not now. I'm showing him how to do the trick. Two chicks curl up in a box. We call one the head and one the legs.
So that's how they do it.
God, I gotta stop giving these things away.
The top half there, what do you do about that?
I just get a volunteer from the crowd.
Oh, yeah?
The old top half quit when she found out I was sleeping with the legs. This word really gets around in there.
So Rolo wants your legs, but you're cheating on Marta with those legs.
Would you give me a break, right? Please? The legs are insanely jealous.
Nicole! certa tossia.
Nothing that man ever made can keep Houdini a prisoner. Now watch me.
Miss, I've got to talk to you.
How do I have anything to do with you?
No, it wasn't love at first sight when beautiful Bess met the fabulous Houdini, who made love to her the way he lived, with headlong daring, but spent his wedding night like this.
Harry, it's getting closer, I can feel it! Oh, Harry, it hurts! Oh, Harry!
It's a great effect, isn't it?
Yes, it's wonderful, but will we have to do something like this every night?
The incredible Houdini, who pitted his nerve and skill against the bars and locks of 1,000 jails.
I'll admit that Scotland Yard has the finest police brains in the world, but these old sardine cans you call jails are no challenge to the great Houdini.
The incomparable Houdini, who amazed the world with his fantastic exploits.
People paying a dollar to see a man in love with death. I wish it was another woman that took you from me, Harry. That I could fight. This I can't.
Bess, you wait.
The fantastic Houdini, who dared impossible odds to release himself from the terrifying depths of an ice-bound river.
Thank you.
show, leaving his caravan behind. It was parked on the southeast ridge, and as the company crossed the bridge, with a fast rain fell in the bold dry riverbed, it shot just so, cutting edge. Away, away, sad to say. Did not cast an eye behind in the hope that the carny would return to his own kind.
tracks and a seagull tongue. Topping the bill was Horseface Ethel and her marvelous pigs in satin. Pounded our stakes in the ground, all powder brown. The branches spread like scary fingers reaching. We were in a pasture outside Kankakee. And one-eyed Myra, queen of the galley, who trained the ostrich and the camels, she looked at me squinty with her one good eye in a Roy Orbison t-shirt as she bottle-fed an orangutan named Tripod. And then there was yodeling Elaine, the queen of the air, who wore a dollar sign medallion. She had a tiny bubble of spittle around her nostril and a little rusty tear, for she'd lassoed and lost another tipsy sailor. And over in the burnt yellow tent by the frozen tractor, the music was like electric sugar. And Zuzu Bolin played Stave and Chain. And Mighty Tiny on the saw. And he threw his head back with a mouth full of gold teeth. And they played Lopsided Heart and Moon Over Dog Street. And by the time they finished moaning low, I was soaking wet and wild-eyed. And Dr. Bliss slipped me a preparation. I fell asleep with livery stable blues in my ear. Soaked a hanky in three roses and rubbed it on the spot and drew a rickety heart and a bent arrow, and it hurt like hell. And Funeral Wells spun Poodle Murphy on the target as he threw his hardware. Only once in Sheboygan did he miss, at a matinee on Diamond Pier. She'd never let him forget it. They were doing two shows. She had a high fever that took off a piece of her ear. And Tip Little told her she should leave the bum. Poodle said he fetched me last time I run. Thank you.
Relax. Anything in here would be dead by now.
Takeoff. Begin tracking.
Copy that.
Go, go!
Tracking on.
Land one. The asset is secure. We got what we came for.
We're coming back for you. Close the doors.
Marine one, I gotta close the gates. Get out of this.
Understood. We're heading out.
I need to close the gates. Confirm position. Can you hear me? Are you out?
Marine One? Guys.
What is that?
Marine One, I'm closing the gates. Seriously, guys, I'm kind of exposed out here. Marine One, confirm your route. Marine One, confirm position. Can you hear me? Marine One, where are you?
I can't reach them! What? What is going on? I can't hear you!
Ancient lore has it the Aztec gods put a curse on any man who doesn't. He's gone!
George Michael was off from school for 2 weeks and was enjoying spending time with his uncle.
I'm intercepting some telepathic energy that's telling me it's the Eight of Diamonds.
That's amazingly close.
Gee, I got it wrong. Well, I guess you won the shirt off my back.
Okay, that's amazing.
It's the Queen of Diamonds.
No. Boss, I had... But I mean, if that had been the actual card, I'm pretty sure I'd be almost too blown away.
Yes, you have met the dangerous 208-year-old uncle of Dr. Octodad. I myself, Mr. Gerbic, half shark, half man, skin like alligator, carrying a dead walrus. Check it. With my white eyes, gray hair, face is sky blue, yellow sovereigns react. My skin is colored lilac. My skin turn orange and green in the limit scene. People think I'm mixed with sharks, drinking gasoline. Underwater, I breathe with lizards on my sleeve. Walking down Hollywood Boulevard, look for credit card. Three alligators behind me, feel my skin is hard, transvestites. And people watch space parasites. I lift his head in the store, legs in the street, body on Wilcox with blood dripping off my feet. LAPD do gray clouds, couldn't see me. I first turned rainbow, close my eyes, watch my brain glow. People got scared and ran away, they think I'm weird. I was born this way, half shark alligator. Is he weird?
Half shark alligator, half man.
My vomit fluctuates, cover your skull like protoplasm. Lightning bugs turn pink, on my tongue catch a spasm. Green elephants, I'll battle streets with a zebra. My mechanism is more than Dion's psychic voodoo. African bees, snake skins, cobra spit through you. My medical passes, you can't see with 3D glasses. Carbon dioxide, polarized fume with gases. My description, dinosaur, I was made half shark, half man. My skin is like razor blade, 707. Mr. Gerbic, verbally, no one changed my thoughts. Animals fly from Philly. My appetite's more big, it's time for willoughbys. Adjust my skulls. Seven eyes switch hydraulics, turtles and shrimps. My gorillas make them limp. Half shark, alligator, man.
Half shark, alligator, half man.
My real world, orangutans dance for Thanksgiving with skeleton bones and skunk tails is my mission. Holding back wooden rats on my power pack. Baboons clapping, girl horses wanna hit the sack. With two bowls of ocean water, monkeys sniffing ice. Contact Jupiter fools, Martians bring my rice. I'm out flying with purple capes in the twilight. Tonight's the night. My oxygen regions, New York to California.
Half shark, alligator, half man.
The water is deep, and it takes a supreme feat of strength to swim through the water plants while dragging 250-pound salmon. The crocodile's teeth are designed to seize and hold prey, not to cut through skin. During all the hours the somber lay in the water, they were unable to penetrate the deer's tough hide. Crocodiles make a few token objections, but in the end give up without a struggle.
Clown. And he was a real happy guy, a real happy guy. He had all these greens and all these yellows and all these oranges bubbling around inside of him. And he had just one thing he wanted in this world. He just wanted to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world. He was a real happy guy. Let me tell you about this clown. He used to raise a sweat every night out on that stage and just wouldn't stop. That's how hard he worked. He was trying to make people laugh. He used to have this cute little gimmick where he had a seal follow him up and down a stepladder, blowing Columbia the gem of the ocean on a B-flat Sears Roebuck model 1322A plastic bugle, a real cute act. But they didn't laugh. You know, a few little things here and there, but not really. And he was booking out in all these tank towns, playing the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis Club and the American Legion Hall. And he just wasn't making it. And he had all these wonderful things going on inside of him, all these greens and yellows and all these oranges. He's a real happy guy. And all he wanted to do was to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world, was to make people laugh. And then something began to grow. Something that just wasn't good began to grow inside of this guy. It's a funny thing. And something began to trouble this clown. You know, little things. Little things once in a while would happen that would make that crowd begin to move. But they were never the right things. Like, for example, the time the seal got sick on the stage, all over the stage, and the crowd just broke up. You know, little things like that. And they weren't supposed to be in the act, and they weren't supposed to be funny. This began to trouble him, began to bother him. This little thing began to grow inside. All those greens and all those oranges, all those yellows, they just weren't as bright as they used to be. And all he wanted to do was to make that crowd laugh. That's all he wanted to do. There was this one night in Dubuque when he was playing this Rotary Club. All these dentists and all these druggists, all these postmen sitting around, and they were a real cold bunch. Nothing was happening. He was leaving the stage when he stumbled over his ladder and fell flat on his face, just flat on his face. And he stands up, he's got this bloody nose. He looks out at the crowd, and that crowd is just rolling on the floor. He's just knocked them flat out. This begins to trouble him even more. He begins to see something. He begins to see something.
Well, I was just thinking that the magic of this show is really the magic of putting together the show.
Yeah.
The pandemic, all these tiny children running around.
Yes.
Like, all this stuff going on. You know, the fact that I can't find my cables for my thing, so you have to do all the recording and all the editing and everything, and you do it with such panache and along. It is magic.
Ooh,
show.
Panache, along. Well, yes. Yes. Yes, I am the magician.
She is a magician.
The puppeteer behind the puppets.
Yeah. Oh my god, okay. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
We bring you the circus. The Pied Piper, whose magic tunes lead children of all ages from 6 to 60 into a tinsel and spun candy world of reckless beauty and mounting laughter, and whirling thrills, of rhythm, excitement, and grace, of daring and blaring and dance, of high-stepping horses and high-flying stars. But behind all this, the circus is a massive machine whose very life depends on discipline, motion, and speed. A mechanized army on wheels that rolls over any obstacle in its path, that meets calamity again and again, but always comes up smiling. A place where disaster and tragedy stalk the big top, haunt the backyard, and ride the circus train. Where death is constantly watching for one frayed rope, one weak link, or one trace of fear. A fierce, primitive fighting force that smashes relentlessly forward against impossible odds. That is the circus. And this is the story of the biggest of the big tops and of the men and women who fight to make it the greatest show on earth.
Could a monster be lurking in our oceans? And no, we're not talking about the Loch Ness Monster or the Megalodon. We're talking about a creature you've probably never heard of. The Mosasaur. But what's a Mosasaur? Could the Mosasaur have survived the Great Extinction? And if it did, how would it change our oceans? This is What If? And here's what would happen if Mosasaurus were still alive. In 2014, a British tourist spotted a strange creature while on a cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico. It became known as the Carnival Cruise Monster. And the description sounded a lot like a long-extinct apex predator, the Mosasaur. But if the Mosasaur had survived the extinction event, which killed off 3/4 of the plant and animal species on Earth, then we definitely know about it.
It would have been. You've found, are they sad or are they more cheery?
Well, the thing about circus is it's definitely cheery, but there's always like a dark undertone.
Yeah, it's kind of like a kind of cheery, like out of control.
Yeah. I also have some stuff about. I had some stuff about clowns, right?
Oh yeah.
That comes up fast when you start searching for all things circus.
Yeah.
And think, remember that the clown laughs so as not to cry.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a, it's kind of like that manic cheeriness that hides a great deep dark underbelly.
Yeah, which like I'm really comfortable with that mode myself.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I hope you like the show.
Yeah. Good night to all you Montreal clowns out there.
Yeah, clowns and tightrope artists, trapeze artists, tigers, bears,
whoever you are,
the poop shoveler after the elephants.
We want to stay connected.
CKUT 90.3.
Please remove cartridge now.
Well, all right. You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. Until 2 a.m. Enjoy!